Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjaliya and today is May 3rd. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. The market, after hitting a record high yesterday, entered into a range-bound trade and is expected to remain ranged for next few trading sessions. The hurdle on the higher side for Nifty 50 is expected to be at around 22,800 and the support on the lower side is likely to be around 22,500 to 400 as per experts. Moving on to stock-specific action, Titan Company, Britannia Industries, Tata Technologies, Aarti Drugs, Adani Green Energy, Godrej Properties, Inox Green Energy, Inox Wind, JSW Infrastructure, MRF and Raymond will release March 2024 quarter earnings on May 3rd. Stocks in news. Coal India. The country's largest coal mining firm has recorded consolidated net profit at Rs. 8,640 crore for the quarter ended March financial year 2024, rising sharply by 25.8% over a year ago period despite weak top line, aided by strong operating numbers with fall in input costs and employee expenses. Revenue from operations fell by 1.9% on year to Rs. 37,410 crore for the quarter. Coforge. The IT services company has recorded consolidated net profit at Rs. 229 crore for March quarter, falling 5.6% compared to previous quarter, impacted by weak operating numbers. Revenue from operations grew by 1.5% sequentially to 2,358 crore for the quarter. Ajanta Pharma. The specialty pharmaceutical formulation company has reported consolidated net profit at 200 crore for the quarter, rising sharply by 66% over same period previous fiscal. Revenue from operations grew by 20% to Rs. 1054 crore during the same period. Moil. The company's manganese ore production in April 2024 increased by 22% on year to 1.60 lakh tons, while sales grew by 17% on year to 1.15 lakh tons during the month. FNO ban list. NSE has added Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail to the FNO ban list for May 3rd, while retaining Biocon and Vodafone Idea to the set list. Securities banned under the FNO segment include companies where derivative contracts cross 95% of market-wide position limit. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, we have with us Avni Bhatt, Senior Vice President, Derivative Research at JM Financial, giving us an outlook into pre-election positioning and counters seeing maximum momentum. Let's listen in.
After a midweek holiday, saw a dull, flattish price action as far as the indices are concerned. However, stock-specific action took center stage. Key highlight was a surge in India VIX, that was up by 5%, closing above 13% at 13.45. The surge in VIX, in spite of a flattish price action, is a cause of concern. Though VIX is generally inversely correlated to price action, the data points are yet suggesting limited downsides. This time is different, and we have to consider the election event ahead of us that can cause extreme volatility in coming days. India VIX could rise up to as high as 17-18% as we come close to the month end. So prior to such an important event, high VIX does not necessarily indicate big downsides. It only indicates that we may see huge gap openings and wild intraday swings on either side. One needs to be extremely nimble-footed in booking profits and triggering stop losses as well. Now moving on to the individual index, starting with Nifty. Nifty futures witnessed minor long addition of 2.5%. FIIs bought Nifty futures worth 1047 crores. Options metrics points to highest OI concentration at 23,000 call, followed by nearly equal distribution of open interest at 22,700 and 22,800 strikes and calls. This indicates a stiff resistance in the area of 22,700 to 22,800. Until and unless Nifty manages to decisively cross 22,800 hurdle, probability of any major fireworks is low. On the puts side, highest OI stands at 22,000 put, followed by nearly equal open interest of about a lakh of contracts, distributed at the strikes of 22,400, 500, 600 and 22,700 strikes, indicating multiple supports on the downside. Nifty OIPCR stands at 1.07, indicating neutral positioning in calls and puts. So all in all, multiple resistances and multiple supports at every 100 points from the current level clearly indicates that Nifty is going to spend some time consolidating within a range. Fresh buying momentum will pick up only about 22,800 and the positive setup negates only below 22,400. This level is important technically too, as it is the 38.2% retracement level of the recent up move from the low of 21,778 to 22,784. At the current juncture, Nifty is trading in a tight range, that is 22,400 to 22,800 for the week, and going ahead, breach of either of these levels will set tone for a directional move of 2-3% in the direction of the breach. Similarly, for Bank Nifty, OI concentration is seen at 49,500 and 50,000 strikes in calls and 49,000 and 48,500 strikes in puts. OIPCR for Bank Nifty declined to 0.78, indicating that Bank Nifty is heavy on call writing as of now. The options matrix 2 indicates some consolidation within a narrow band of 49,000 to 49,500. Any sustained move above 49,500 to 600 area will see a short covering move that can once again take Bank Nifty towards 50,000 mark and eventually a strong up move towards 51,000 also.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time on Monday.